Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Ira. How are you?
Well, pretty good now. I had some surgery last week, so I missed a little bit of time here over the last 10 days or so.
Yeah, I asked about you, and, you know, I knew that you were going in for a procedure, and I hope that you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm mostly. It just kind of knocks you on your butt for a little bit is all, and takes a little
yeah.
while. To kind of get back at it.
You know, I like to say, you know, we're like cars. Every now and then, you know, we got to get a tune-up. We got to get some parts replaced, you know, and the like. So I'm glad you're doing
it. It's all true.
So how's the weather down there in Bakersfield?
It's actually been quite nice.
Good. Well, we've been getting a lot of rain, and of course, the mountain areas have been getting tons of snow. So the ski season will probably last till July up here.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, for those that ski, I've kind of backed off from it recently. And, you know, I went to, I had a couple of assignments in some cold weather environments, and the last thing I wanted to do was to go to the snow. So, you know, I kind of stopped skiing after a while.
I hear you.
So how's the rest of your team doing?
I actually think we're doing pretty well.
Okay.
Chris just came in.
Okay. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, Curtis?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
All right. You know, I was looking at your profiles on the website, so I think you all present yourselves really, really well.
Thank you.
Is Jason going to be joining us today, and Frank, Corey?
I think so. Corey almost came in.
Okay.
Jason just had to run downstairs real quick. He'll be right back up.
Okay. Well, we'll wait a few for everybody to join us. Hey, somebody just dialed in.
Oh, it's Jaron.
Oh, hey, Jaron, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
We're just waiting for some other team members to join us.
Okay, is it just me and you so far?
No, Ira's on.
Okay, hey, Ira.
Hey.
Now he's back in full recovery mode from his surgery. So we're happy to get him back, and we're waiting for a couple of other team members, so we'll get started, you know, shortly.
Sounds good.
Jason just joined us.
Okay. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
And Corey.
Corey.
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And we have Jaron on the line. We're waiting for Frank.
Yeah, he's on his phone, so I don't know how long he'll be.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, I'll give it another minute, and then we'll go ahead and get started.
Is Chris around today?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Pretty well, sir.
it's here as well.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and kind of get started on the call today. You know, what we'll do, you know, the first part is, why don't you just give me, Corey, start with you, just a brief update on what's going on with I don't know where that came from, but just give me just a brief update on, you know, how things are going with the team and where everybody stands. And anybody can chime in. I want to spend maybe just 5 minutes on that, and then we'll go right into the materials for today by way of review. So, Corey?
Well, I mean, we're still working on implementing some of these ideas. I think we're working in the right direction. We've started to segment a little bit. We're a little bit better with the schedule, so I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay.
It's, you know, okay. It's just a process.
Yep, it definitely is a process. And, you know, we're going to be talking about these things in the course of, you know, a course of a year once we get, you know, to the monthly calls. One of the things I'm going to do as we start to really get into teaming dynamics, we still have about 5 more chapters to kind of cover in the first 12 weeks. But I'm going to send out a team-based business plan so that we can begin to start getting a little more into team dynamics in terms of the team's vision, the mission, your value proposition, the goals, how duties and responsibilities have been, you know, delegated, and accountability. And that really brings us to the discussion today, which is really about accountability, scheduling, and workflow. So we kind of continue that discussion. Before we get there, was there any comments that anybody else on the team wanted to make in terms of, you know, progress? Jason, Chris, Ira, anyone? Okay. So there's a couple of takeaways that I'd like you to get from the call today is, you know, getting down to the core part of your practice that's going to give you the leverage in terms of increasing and improving, you know, productivity, you know, really focusing on those clients that can really deliver, you know, additional relationships by way of referrals, so on and so forth. In that regard, you know, you elected to utilize your in-house technology to kind of create the database of information for each of your clients. One of the things that you might do is, on an experimental basis, you might want to just try the folder system for 5 clients to see how that works for you by way of just a comparison, so that you're really convinced that you know, you're in the right direction in that regard. The second component of the folder system is to make sure that your clients have a folder. And a great way to do that is when you have communicated the service model, the 12 contacts, the 4 appointments with, you know, 2 of the 4 being in-person reviews, the other being telephonic reviews, a 1-hour response to problems, and a 24-hour resolution, is to make sure that the client has a folder. And that brings us to what should go into the client folder, which we call the mini-me folder, okay? So the first part of the folder, the first page, is critical contact information. And then there's the enthusiastically endorsed providers. And this is setting in the client's mind that you're willing to accept referrals. The second page is performance review or other benchmark or planning documents. The third page is information about your agenda for the month. So if, for example, the month of April, you're going to begin to talk about mortgage refinancing or tax minimization strategies, then you want to have any of the UBS printed materials that's available to you on that particular topic, and the client would insert that in their folder. Remember that your monthly agenda doesn't necessarily always correspond with the monthly call in terms of specific things that you want to cover with the client, okay? There may be some rebalancing issues for that client. There may be some follow-up on insurance policies, but you're going to have at least one subject that is designed to educate the client about the resources and the capabilities of the team. So hence, you know, April might be tax minimization strategies, and it's an education to prepare them for the upcoming or the next tax season while that's still on their mind, okay? There may be one month where you're going to talk about long-term care, and as clients get older, it becomes quite the subject. And as I pointed out to you before, we had one team that did that in 1 month and had 30 cases on long-term care. So a lot of your topics and agendas are going to emanate from the financial planning that you do. So third page, information about the topic of the month. The fourth page is introductions given or received. So in Supernova, there's no cold calling. We don't do seminars and that sort of thing unless we're doing client appreciation events. So the key driver of getting top referrals, when we get into client acquisition, we'll study it more, are going to be about personal introductions based on the service model that you're using. That differentiates you, helps clients differentiate you, and then have something to share with their close friends or colleagues that says, hey, we should be talking to the Cohen team. And then you might put in a cash flow analysis in there in terms of, you know, the income or the gains generated from the portfolio. And then on the fifth page will be the executive summary and agendas for the next meeting. So at the end of a call with the client, you may have identified some things they need to do. Transfer assets in, copies of their insurance policies for review, titling accounts from joint tenancy to the trust, to continue the discussion on the benefits of using a tax-deferred annuity. Whatever the agenda might be, you are setting up the next call and agenda for that client who's going to be meeting with you on Tuesday the following month at 9:30. And then the last page would be a blank line paper for taking notes. Now, you'll find out on the folder system the contents, and so the clients would receive a six-section red folder, for them. And then the prospects, so that we don't lose a prospect, which is a referral source, your prospect is also going to receive a folder. We have a concept called the 90-day free look. And the 90-day free look is when you are treating a prospect as if they were a client. You're communicating your service model. You're giving them an executive summary after the call. And any time between the first meeting and 90 days, monthly calls, you're trying to convert that prospect into a client so that you're not keeping, you know, large databases. You're going to keep track of your prospects in that manner. They get scheduled, okay, so they don't fall through the cracks. All right. So we talked about the enthusiastically endorsed model and providers. That's what we want to talk about. So in your manual, there's introductions. So when you are sitting down having a financial plan or an update with a client, you're going to simply ask, what attorney are you using for estate planning purposes? They may respond, I don't have one. You make note of that because now that's an opportunity for you to provide a referral. Or you may get a referral and you're going to ask a simple question, can you enthusiastically endorse that provider? And so in the tax area, the real estate area, elder care, family law, CPAs, physicians, if you look at the list that's in your manual, you are going to determine if they can be enthusiastically endorsed. Now, you have to have a means of storing this information on each client. So that becomes part of what we call your golden Rolodex for referral opportunities. And we're going to spend more time on that when we get into Chapter 9 on Client Acquisition 8 and 9. So you're going to determine if it's a positive endorsement, a negative endorsement, or neutral endorsement. One of the things that you might find out is that a number of your relationships may be working with the same CPA, but that CPA doesn't have a relationship with you. And so you're going to garner and gain that information and ask permission to be introduced to their CPA. Okay? So you're going to get this list of professionals that can be enthusiastically endorsed. And sometimes in conversation, it will come up with the client that they need a particular type of individual or a service, and you draw on your golden Rolodex and make that recommendation. Now, what that does is it further ties that relationship to you. That's the whole purpose of it. And so most compliance departments want you to be able to provide three names for introduction. Okay? So that's what the enthusiastically endorsed model is about. So let me stop for a moment and ask you if you have any questions about what that model is and how you you utilize it to your best advantage. Jason, you got any thoughts on that?
That's kind of what we're doing now, just not in such a formal approach.
Okay. So you're kind of, you know, doing some of it, but now you are more formalizing it so that you can extract those names when you need to. Okay? Chris, you have any questions on that?
No, I don't think I have any questions on it.
Okay. All right. Ira?
No, I'm good.
All right. So the next topic by way of review happens to do with the bank of trust with your clients. Okay? So the Bank of Trust really is you doing what you're saying you're going to do with your client relationships, that you're providing the financial plan, the 12 scheduled calls, the 4 reviews, the 2 in-person reviews, and the rapid response to problems, okay? And what that does is it starts to create this bank of trust, because at some point, you're going to have product failure, you're going to have markets that don't that aren't going in the direction that you want them to go to. Or one scenario you pointed out to me recently, Ira, was the fact that J&J was having some problems and a client, you know, wanted to know about reducing his exposure in that stock. So if that was your recommendation, what ends up happening is clients become forgiving because they know that you are working very, very hard for them and that you follow up. And so you're creating this bank of trust based on your service model, okay? And that's how you are going to differentiate yourself, and it's going to continue to take some courage and some hard work as you begin to start to implement some of these strategies. So the bank of trust is like, you know, making kind of deposits. You know, there's going to be a time when you're not going to be able to keep an appointment. And the client's going to be forgiving because you are so good in so many other areas that, you know, that they're not going to worry about that. Okay? And that's what you want. Is you want to establish that bank of trust in that relationship with the client. Okay. Any questions about that bank of trust? Some of this is intuitive, that you just do it. Otherwise, it's got to be a deliberate kind of an approach with your service model. Okay? Any questions on that? Bank of trust. Okay. The final concept that we want to talk about today has to do with the establishing the 24-month calendar of agenda items. Now, the last time we spoke, Jason, you said that, you know, the team was getting together and kind of mapping out a little bit of the strategy, and that you were going to use, you know, some of the topics in the manual that might be appropriate. And these are going to be topics that aren't necessarily market-sensitive type topics. They're going to be the topics that ordinarily you would not get to with a large cross-section of your clients. So how are we doing kind of creating and having a team focus on an agenda? So if I said, okay, what's your focus for April? And then what are you going to think about doing for May? What topic are you thinking about?
Well, clearly we're dealing with tax issues.
Okay.
Finishing up.
Okay. So when you talk about tax issues and the agenda, what are you going to attempt to educate the client on? You know, is it going to be the benefits of tax law selling, harvesting? Is it going to be, looking at deferred annuities? Is there some topic that you are focused on trying to educate the client on? And it's okay if you don't have that right now, but the point I'm trying to make is that you want to try to begin to have at least a topic in that particular area, okay? So April is a topic that you should focus on. Since taxes is on everybody's mind, I don't know if you all use deferred annuities or other kinds of tax minimization strategies.
We don't use annuities.
Yeah.
We don't use
what's that now?
We don't use annuities.
Okay. So what type of tax minimization strategies are you using? Municipal bonds, institutional money management, on muni bonds, since that area has become quite institutionalized. Is there a strategy that you all are using right now, Ira?
It just depends. I mean, muni bonds certainly for individuals and for business or corporate clients start to put more emphasis on tax sheltered retirement plans.
Okay. All right. So there we go. So the point is have your topic ready to and your information ready to begin to dialogue on that subject matter for your clients. So let's fast forward for a moment and let's think about May. What do you think is a topic that might make sense to cover with your clients during the month of May? Notwithstanding that you're going to have other business that you're going to be doing with these people, but what's the educational topic for May, do you think, where you spend 5 or 10 minutes bringing a client up to speed?
Well, we're currently working on a number of different things. So we're working on commercial lending. We're working on mortgages. We're working on ESOP plans. We're currently doing a number of different things.
Okay. So what we're trying to do is to kind of consolidate, and because if you get on with one client A, for example, and you're trying to educate them on four different things, that's kind of hard. So if the topic is about credit and lending, then maybe the month of May we're talking about mortgages, refinancing, what UBS rates are, what their rates are they happy? But you're letting them know that that's part of the work that you do, whether or not they take you up on it or not. When it comes to mine, you're going to be the team that they're going to call. So I would, kind of formulate some talking points around that subject being part of the focus for May. And that's the same thing you've got to do for June and July, because these things can fall through the cracks very, very quickly, and you end up not having that discussion. So I would encourage you to kind of think about that. All right. So what we've talked about today is the client folders that they receive from you. We've talked about the bank of trust, and we've talked about the enthusiastically endorsed model, and I'm going to be sending you a business planning template that over the course of the next 2 to 3 months, you can have a team-focused business plan and strategy document. So we'll do that in conjunction with some of the other things that we're doing in Supernova. Okay. The second thing that I'm going to send you is I'm going to send you a template for a game board. I'm going to send it to you in PDF file format and Word format. Now, what you're going to do with this document is on a weekly basis when you have a team huddle, you're going to look at the key drivers of your business, your planning, who's responsible for that initiative on the team. So if the goal was you're going to get 5 plans done, but you only got 3 done, what happened? You're going to talk about that as a team. So I'm going to lay out a template that talks about referrals received, planning, plan implementation, so that in a team huddle, you can sit down and discuss, well, how are we doing? How are we performing? Are we doing what we set out to do? Okay? So it begins to bring the team together. You begin to think about the delegation and duties of responsibilities that you've articulated, and you're going to determine the person who's responsible for that initiative, is it getting done? Okay, so that nothing falls through the cracks. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I've taken some notes on the things I'm going to send you between today and tomorrow so that you can look at it, and there'll be topics for discussion as we continue through the rest of the program. Any comments, questions? Okay. All right. Well, look, continue making progress. Thanks for your kind attention on the phone today. And we'll talk to you next week. And enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kurt. All righty. Bye-bye.